Thank you, sir. It's Winning Wednesday here on the Maggie Don Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Don. And we are talking about the election results. I couldn't find a single win for Republicans. I was looking. I mean, they won a couple of seats that they were expected to win. I'll talk about one of those in a second. But in all of the toss-ups, close polling, the big they lost all of them, every single last one of them. And I'm just going to throw this out there for further discussion. Then I want to go to the phones. What did you think? What do you make of all of this? 855-752-4842. Can you imagine how or whether, perhaps this is a better question, whether we would be seeing this level of turnout, this level of, no, we don't want what MAGA is selling anymore. If the movement had simply constrained itself a tiny little bit, right? Maybe don't gut the ACA tax credits. Maybe, like, don't slash Medicare. Maybe try to constrain Customs and Border Patrol officer behavior. Maybe actually prioritize folks that are here illegally and are criminals. They just would have like reined it in a tiny little bit and not gone full Steve Bannon, flood the zone. Right? It's interesting. That's not what happened, of course. So here we are. Let's go to the phones, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Hey, Mark. It's Winning Wednesday. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. It was interesting last night. Flipping through the channels, I briefly stopped on Channel 47 out of Madison, and they're running the National Desk, which is another right-wing blog, you know, just whatever kind of sphere it is. But the guy there was just about soiling himself because he was so upset about what was happening. That I was especially pleased to see what happened in Virginia with in Virginia, where they not only, you know, in the higher offices there, but also in the Virginia House of Delegates, where the Democrats regained complete control of the House of Delegates in Virginia. The results in Pennsylvania for their Supreme Court, it was heartening as well. But
won all three seats, liberal majority on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court until at least 2027, yes.
And it is just disturbing, you know, Trump. Well, it's not disturbing, but not just surprising that, you know, Donald Trump is just having a complete meltdown over Mondonimi women and winning in New York. And the fear that these people have over democratic socialism, need I remind these people that some of the great events that happened, the great progress was made in Milwaukee back in the day, was under socialist government. And I pointed out a title that I found in at St. Vinny's, that even in Oklahoma back in the early 20th century, they were experimenting with socialism there because of the inequities that was happening, especially to the farmers in Oklahoma. And that one of our great, you know, writers, you know, Thomas Paine, of course, you know, produced Agrarian Justice, which I've mentioned before, was actually proposing socialist reforms at the dawning of our country, you know, in response to the oligarchy that he saw forming even then with the landed on landed wealth. That's what he was actually proposing, taxes on landed wealth, if I understood what he wrote right.
Yeah, Mark, it's really interesting. I think the reason that the MAGA movement and many on the right seize on the term socialism is that for so many Americans, one, that history isn't known or understood. And if it is known or understood, the word is still scary. So, you know, they use this term to speak in broad strokes to evoke a whole set of feelings, right? Not to speak factually about what that may or may not look like. one of the problems I have with Mamdani, for example, is his assertion that basically, like, we're going to go to a free food system, that bus rides should all be free. That would be great, but it will break New York City's budget. Now, the Trump and the MAGA universe freak out and reaction to the election is pretty clear. On Monday, Donald Trump was saying, if Mamdani wins, I'm not giving him any money. This morning, after getting his butt kicked in virtually every single election across this great land, he's like, oh, maybe I'll give him some money. I'll help him out if I decide to. Like, he understood he has lost. I mean, also looking at, what was this text message that he put up somewhere? I'm trying to find, not a text message, the old Truthy Social post. Trump wasn't on the ballot. I love it when he talks about himself in the third person. Trump wasn't on the ballot, and shutdown were two reasons that Republicans lost elections tonight. That was at 10:05 last night. The bizarre ungrammatical syntax problems there aside, trying to distance himself from it. No, man, it is your and your movement's shutdown. That was your and your movement's electoral butt kicking yesterday. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was a clear referendum on Trump policies. I don't think that can be disputed. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I don't want to rush my next caller, Charles. We've also got Kurt from Madison on the line. I'm going to go to you gentlemen on the other side. Ladies, we're going to be moving into our broad appeal segment, which means you will go to the top of the caller lines. Women, I want to hear from you. What did you think about this? You've got two female governors. Women were showing up huge in a bunch of races. I'm going to talk about a few more of those, tell you who the Hellcats are. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. What were your reactions to this historic rebuking of Trump and the MAGA movement last night? Do you think it's sticky enough? Do you think it speaks to what might happen in these upper Midwest swing states? What lessons are held in last night's election results for candidates in Wisconsin? Let's talk about it. 855-75-CIVIC. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.